Are you ready for another episode of Mike Cazzola's Real Estate Investing That Works? Making money in real estate has never been easier. To get started now, go to teachmemike.com.
Welcome. You are listening to Real Estate Investing That Works with Mike Cazzola. I'm Kerry Lutz, and this is episode 13. I guess real estate investing, Mike, you'll agree, is all about first getting started, but then it's a matter of finding your comfort zone. What about finding your comfort zone, Mike? You got to find the type of properties that you are comfortable acquiring, fixing up if they need it, if that's your thing, and then selling, right?
That's right. You know, some people's comfort zone is buying a place in a very nice neighborhood that needs very little work. But you got to understand, it goes hand in hand. So, you know, the nicer properties and the nicer neighborhoods, you're certainly going to get more competition on those properties. So what happens is, you know, the nicer the neighborhood, the more percent of value you're going to pay. I don't ever recommend myself going to the very lowest neighborhoods, but the ones that are more middle of the road, that's my comfort zone. And I'm not looking for complete remodels. I love places that just need some paint, maybe some tile floors, a little bit of cosmetics. And, you know, by me purchasing the middle of the road properties, I'm able to buy properties typically 40 to 60 cents on the dollar. But if you want to buy in Beverly Hills in a turnkey house, you know, you may pay 99 cents on the dollar. So this isn't about being able to pound your chest and saying, look at this property I own in this phenomenal neighborhood. This is about dollars and cents. If you're looking to be a real estate investor, now, of course, the more work a property needs, the longer period of time it's pretty much going to take you from the time you buy it to the time you sell it. So that's why when I say the middle of the road properties, I don't just mean properties in middle class neighborhoods. I mean middle of the road as far as remodel too, because I'm not looking for the nicest house, but I'm also not looking for the worst house. But if I were to pay 10 cents on the dollar for the worst house, I would also do that too, because at the end of the day, this is about making money, not being able to brag about the properties you own.
I guess finding your comfort zone, it's about first setting your goals. Do you want to get into the muck, get your hands dirty, or do you want to buy that pristine property that just needs a little buff of the nails, as it were, a little bit of painting, a little bit of lawn maintenance, and then presto, for sale, and it goes, right?
Yes, yeah. A lot of the students that train with me, a lot of people that have done my live trainings, what most people gravitate towards are the properties that are a little bit nicer in the beginning. Because if you need to do a lot less work to a property, a lot of people would sacrifice making a little bit less money to be able to make a little less money, I should say. Now, think of it this way, the more work you're willing to take on, typically the more money you're going to make at the end of the day. But this is also about time, right? This isn't just money. You know, the amount of time you invest, the amount of time between the day you purchase the property and the day you sell the property is also very important. Because in the beginning, most investors are working one to two deals at a time. Then they find their comfort level, meaning they've made a purchase, they've made a sale, they've made a purchase, they've made a sale. Now, a lot of times the investors start looking for a little bit better deals, little deals that need a little bit more work. But you don't want to get discouraged in the beginning by buying a property that needs a massive remodel, because you know what? That may take you more time and that may unmotivate you slightly because of the amount of time you're investing in that property. To me, I like to work several deals at a time. So I want to be in, I want to be out, I want to put it up for sale, I want to make my money. But at the same time, I also like being a landlord. So your comfort zone may be becoming a landlord. You know, a lot of investors out there, a lot of people that, you know, work jobs, they just want to supplement their income. So maybe your comfort level in the beginning is buying a property. I call it putting it on its feet, meaning whatever it needs, a little paint, a little carpet, a little tile, whatever that property takes, make it rent ready, move the tenants in, and just generate a monthly continuity income. Get a great rate of return on your investment, because right now the banks aren't paying you much. You know, bonds aren't paying you much. The stock market's very risky. So if you can make an investment in real estate, and on average, maybe 12 to 15% rate of return, if you buy a middle of the road property, you know, if you're buying something in Los Angeles in a phenomenal neighborhood, you might make 2% on your money. But that would be considered a more conservative investment. Now, if you were to buy something in upstate New York, you might be able to get a 20% return on your money based on rents, but that would be considered a little bit more aggressive investment. So if you're somewhere in between those two, you know, one of the great things I love about upstate New York is, you know, with my kids' CISA, with my kids' college education savings account, Coverdell education savings account, I was able to purchase a property for less than $20,000. I now get $850 a month rent on that. It's a 5-bedroom, 3-bath house. It's in upstate New York in a definitely a blue-collar area, but properties are selling in the $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 range. So for me to pay less than $20,000 for that property, not only do I have equity, but I also have a great continuity income that goes right into my children's education account. So I'm able to pay for their education tax-free with those funds.
Hey, by the way, I don't know if you've been watching the Lee County foreclosure sales. 2 duplexes right around the corner from where the one you bought and rehabbed just sold the other day. Did you catch the prices on them?
I didn't, yeah. You know, I'm on the auction almost every day, but I don't catch every property that's for sale. Yeah.
They were on First Street, I believe. One sold for $51,800, the other sold for about $56,000, assuming they got about the same rents, and actually they look honestly a little bit better than yours, no boarded up properties in the neighborhood, so they could conceivably get $650 a month each. Pretty good returns on those, you know?
That's correct. You know, the property that you're referring to, where I have one right around the corner, you know, all in, I'm in it for less than $50,000 with the remodel. And I'm getting $1,100 a month rental income. So if you look at that kind of rental income based on less than $50,000 invested, you know, that's a phenomenal investment. And this is would be considered a middle of the road property and maybe just a notch under. So with those kind of numbers, to be in South Florida, where these properties were selling for triple this amount of money. So not only do you have the upside of equity, but you get a tremendous return on your investment, meaning I'm getting over $13,000 a year on less than $50,000. They pay their own water, they pay their own utilities. The only thing I pay is less than $800 a month tax, $800 a year property taxes. So less than 1 month of rental income pays for the entire expenses for the whole year. That's a great investment.
And insurance on it, right?
Yeah, so insurance, you know, depending on if you have one property or 10 properties, right now we have a blanket insurance policy that covers all of the rental properties. So, but let me explain to you, you know, back when I was insuring each one of these individually, I would typically pay from $700 to $900 a year for insurance when I would just do individual property insurance. But that's also based on, you know, how many claims have you filed? What's your history? You know, every person is going to pay a different amount for insurance. But when you're looking to purchase a property, you should certainly call a couple insurance brokers and see how much your insurance would be per year. Because you would definitely want to be able to insure these properties so that the whole investment that you've made, you don't lose it somehow. Now, I've been fortunate, you know, all the Florida properties I've owned, I've never had to file a claim. I've never had a need to file a claim. But at the same time, you know, you want to be prepared for the worst case scenario.
Absolutely. And those two deals I was talking about in Lee County, nothing special. Deals like that happen every single day, and no exaggeration, is it?
Every single day. There are properties every single day. Not just in Lee County. You know, there's literally thousands of properties across the country that are available every single day. And I show you how to find those deals. How do you find the very best deals? How do you weed through all these deals? And how do you ultimately either rent them out, resell them, fix them up, I love showing people how to do this remotely, how to be able to do it from the comfort of your own home, and how to get other people to work for you, and how to do that efficiently and cost effectively. That's what my specialty is, not just showing you how to purchase them in your IRA, not just showing you how to purchase them for your children's education, not just showing you how to purchase them in corporations or individually, but how to do all of these things. And I'm only showing you what I've done for the last 12 years. Hundreds of transactions. I've generated millions of dollars doing this. And more than anything, I love passing this information forward and seeing investors that are just starting out. I don't care if you've never bought a property in your life. You've never bought an investment property. Now is the time to take action. You know, you don't want to wait till these properties skyrocket before you take action. Now is the time to do it. Just like you said, Carrie, you know, these properties, that's not rare to find duplexes in the 50s. This is a common occurrence. And the rate of return is phenomenal right now. You know, to be able to buy a duplex and get $1,100, $1,200 a month rental income and pay less than $60,000 for that duplex, you could never do this during the boom. I mean, that same property would have cost $150,000, maybe $200,000 during the boom.
Yeah, rents would have been a little bit higher, but not that much. And it's all about doing that first deal, right?
That's right. I mean, the hardest thing for most people is to do the very first deal. And for a lot of people, the hardest part is getting out of their own way. You know, I can't motivate you. I can't give you your why. I can't tell you why you should invest in real estate. Is it just to supplement your income? Is it to build your retirement? Is it to be able to take a couple vacations a year or even a vacation a year? Is it just to be able to spend more time with your family? You know, we all have different reasons why we want to invest in real estate, but that very first deal is what it's about. You know, once you've done your first deal, it gives you your confidence to do your second deal, your third deal, your 100th deal. But getting started is the key. And that's why I developed a full course. You know, I don't just, give people a box of DVDs when they train with me. You know, you get 6 months of ongoing support. Every single week you get new videos. We do conference calls. I answer questions. I make videos regarding those questions. You get to come to my live events where we implement, where we do this together. So you don't just buy a system from me. No, the people that train with me live, it's an application process. You know, I want to train people that are going to succeed. I'm not looking for failures or just to collect people's money. I want to train people that are ready to actually do this. You know, this is a specialty niche. I don't show you how to borrow money, how to leverage money. I don't care if you're starting out with $2,000. There's a property you can purchase right now for that price, resell it, make a profit, move on to the next deal, and work your way up to the bigger, more expensive deals.
And the beauty is, you don't need a degree. You don't need a graduate degree. Regardless what your station in life, whatever your educational level, your bank balance, you can get started today, right?
That's right. You know, most people, by the time they've graduated college, they've spent at least $100,000, and that's on the cheap. By the time they get that degree, and they're still looking for the answers. When you train with me, you pay a very small investment, and that's only for the live training. You know, I have the videos where I walk you through the process for a fraction of what it would cost you to open up a franchise. I'd much rather you have those funds to actually invest rather than pay me to learn this process. Or I don't have a college degree. It would have cost me six figures to do that. Instead, I took that same investment and it propelled me into the real estate game, meaning for the last 12 years, I've been buying and selling properties. But if I never took action on that first deal, I would not be where I am today.
Obviously, you're going to want to find out more. You're going to want to know how to connect with Mike. Mike, tell us how to do that.
Well, you know, if you want to ask me questions, you want to send me emails, you know, I'll address those questions. I'll make podcasts based on my listeners. You know, I'm humbled that I was able to make it to the number 2 business podcast under the new and noteworthy section on iTunes. You know, that's competing against thousands of other podcasts out there, and that's because of you guys. So first, I want to thank you for that. But if you want me to make a podcast based on your questions, I'm happy to do that. You know, I'll take a number of the questions I get, and I'll address each one of those questions and pass the information that I've learned forward. If you want to get started, you want to check out some of my free training videos, you just go to teachmemike.com. It's all right there for you. You can get started today. But if you want to email me a question, it's mike@teachmemike.com. You could send me an email, and I'd be happy to help any of you.
To get started now, go to teachmemike.com.